Hey there, this is Dr. Gaurav Nigam and you're listening to Podcast by Dr. Dad. Today we're going to talk about something that almost every one of us been through called constipation. Constipation in babies, in particular, we're going to talk about the symptoms, the causes, and even most importantly, 7 home remedies that you can try at home in case your baby is constipated. So let's get started. When a person has less than 3 bowel motions per week, or when bowel movements are problematic, the problem is called as constipation. Now, there are a lot of different definitions, one better than the other. Let's go with this one just to understand the problem at its core. This is just one of the definitions again, like I said. Babies can get constipated once they're introduced to solid foods. They can even be constipated before that, but more often than not, it's then. Constipation can be caused by a lack of fiber-rich fruits and vegetables and a lack of liquids in your child's diet. Switching from an all-liquid diet to one that includes solid foods is one of the most prevalent causes of constipation in children, and again, it's a big change. Other causes can be if you begin toilet training soon before the age of 6 months or even 1 year, right? If you think that your infant has not pooped for quite some time and you're worried if they're having constipation issues, then you can also look out for these particular symptoms. Maybe some small bowel movements. Like if you find pellets-like bowel movements in your child, then it may be because they are constipated. No stools, of course. That is the classical definition of constipation, that if your child has not passed any stool since a couple of days and is also trying to strain a lot while passing a stool. Third can be crying. If you see that your infant is crying while passing stools or is irritated while passing stools, then it also shows that the child might be constipated. Dry stools. If you are seeing that your child has really hard and dry stools, then it is one of the symptoms of constipation. And so that's pretty much it. If you conclude that your baby is having constipation using the above symptomatology, and then here are some home remedies that we can use to relieve the baby from constipation, right? Number one is change the milk. You might try modifying your diet if your infant is breastfed. It's possible that something you're consuming is triggering your baby's constipation. Though this is very unlikely, but this is the easiest thing to do, right? So bottle-fed babies may benefit from switching to a different formula until constipation goes away, or sensitivities can cause constipation to specific compounds as well. Number two, solid food. Yes, solid food can indeed cause problems, especially when just introduced. But some can even reduce the problem. Solid food items such as pea, broccoli, peaches and apples can help in reducing the problem of constipation. Again, of course, it is age specific. You don't really try to give these at the time of weaning. But if your child is otherwise at an age appropriate consumption level for these vegetables, these food items, then you should try adding these, as these food particularly have high fiber content, which actually helps in curing constipation. Number three, matched food items. If you think that your baby is constipated because of solid food, then you can try giving your baby mashed food items or pureed food items. You can even mash and puree food items such as apple, broccoli and pea, like we mentioned in the the previous point. And this also increases the fiber content. Number four will be increasing in the fluids. Water and milk are excellent sources of hydration for your baby. For babies over the age of 6 months, a small amount of prune or a pear juice now and then may help speed up the contractions, allowing your child to have a bowel movement more rapidly. But again, it is better to take advice from your pediatrician before, you know, initiating new foods in your child's diet, right? Number five is exercise. Movement helps move things through the body more rapidly by speeding up digestion. Leg bicycles may be helpful if your youngster has not yet learned to walk. So you can actually, you know, kind of maneuver the legs in a bicycling movement. So that also kind of helps, right? Also, allowing your child to have a bowel movement. If your child is generally active, it is good in itself, right? Number six is massage. Massage to the stomach area or the lower abdomen area may help the bowels pass easily. Sometimes it kind of triggers a bowel movement, so that also helps in relieving the constipation. massage your youngster numerous times throughout the day until they have a bowel movement, voila. And then number 7, tomatoes and fennel seeds may also help cure constipation. Again, pediatrician advice is a good option here that you should take. Also, nothing you should do in excess. Everything needs to be done in moderation and under the supervision. So these were some of the home remedies that can help your infant relieving the constipation. My favorite is to increase the liquid intake and increase the fiber content in the diet. I hope you've liked this small podcast today. And recently, we received a lot of emails on our last podcast for some follow-up questions. So we're trying to cover up those particular questions in the next one, in probably our one of the next few episodes. And I really hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And thank you for listening to us.